Emergence, written by John Birmingham and read by Sean Mangan. In normal circumstances, Dave would have been bringing the awesome since the rig attack. He'd kicked some ass, dodged a hangover, destroyed the buffet, dropped a little weight, and gotten in an epic gym session. He was, by any measure, crushing it. But his stomach fluttered with nerves as he read the label on the gel packet. 110 calories. Total carb, 27 grams. Sugars, 10 grams. Sodium, 200 milligrams. All in tiny little letters, he'd have been unable to read not long ago, even at high noon in direct sunlight. The hammering thud of the rotors fed vibrations up through the soles of his boots into his butt and guts. He absent-mindedly ate another bar, mostly for something to occupy him. He'd had a couple of skin cancers off last year, side of his neck and just behind one ear. More occupational hazards given how much time he spent in the sun. His barber spotted the small lesions on the back of his head. Dave had been watching the sore on his neck that never went away, just under his left ear, watching it the way you would watch a strange dog standing astride your path with its hackles up. He knew it was probably bad, but if he didn't go to the doctor and the doctor didn't confirm that, well, he was sweet. The basal cell carcinoma had been diagnosed during his annual physical, and the doctor at Barron's had cut it out in the surgery that day, all the while cursing him for an idiot for letting it go so long. The sense of creeping dread that he'd swallowed hard every time he woke up and looked at that small red sore that never healed. Yeah, that. Right now. Raised to the power of what was happening to him.
Damn!
The unfamiliar voice of one of Alan's comrades shook him out of the reverie. One of the SEALs was pointing off toward where a genuine light and magic show flared and sputtered in a blacked-out section of the outer burbs.
What's that? Someone asked. Looks like the Central City Projects, replied a voice with a distinct Cajun lilt. Maybe Calliope or Magnolia. Same old, same old. Looks like Helmand at that time of the month, said a monster of a man called Igor.
Sporting an Amish-style beard on steroids, the man had biceps the size of bowling balls. Of all the men on the chopper, Dave figured this guy was the one who could give him a run for his money on the weight bench.